who's excited for 21 days of glory? Wow. It's a blessing to see you guys. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. Praise the Lord. Wow. It's awesome. Well, we've changed our times of prayer from 3 to 6 so that we finish on time and you can still go home. Amen. Because at this stage, we cannot possibly guarantee transport every day. So we rather just want to finish a bit earlier to release everybody. Is that okay? Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord just for a few words before I release you. So please remember, we pray from 3. Just switch off those fans for me. Especially the big one. The small ones are fine. Praise the Lord. That's right. So, we are in 21 days of glory. Every day it's going to get better. Amen. This week is the week of the Spirit. So we pray in the Spirit. We don't pray with understanding this week. Every day we come, we start praying in tongues. The whole week, Monday to Friday. Less talking, more action. Hallelujah. But what will cause prayer this week to not work? John 9:31. New King James. This is something to look out for if your prayers will work this week. Because you must understand, not all prayers are answered. John 9:31. So here it is. Now, we know that God does not hear sinners. I'm saying, for our prayers to work this week, we need to know the protocol. So every day, maybe for 5 minutes, I'll give you one protocol. And you adjust yourself. We all adjust ourselves. We know. Maybe you didn't know. Now you know. Tell your neighbor, now you know. We know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Chico. You are looking at me like I wrote that verse. I didn't write that verse. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Let's appreciate Shepherd Lo. He's in our midst this evening. Is that how you are appreciating our shepherd? Thank you so much. God bless you. Now, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So if there is something that sin does, it makes God to not hear. You just heard the first verse, and the first verse said, God does not hear sinners. The second verse is saying that your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So if there could ever be a reason why Satan causes us to sin, it should cause your prayers to not be heard. Basically. That's, if I can say, one of the main reasons behind sinful behaviors. Praise the Lord. But there's hope for us this evening. 1 John 1 verse 9. Actually, start from verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. NLT it. Yes? If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. Isn't it? Verse 9. But if we confess our sins to Him, praise the Lord, He is faithful and just. Come on. To do what? To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. But there's a condition. If we confess, not if we are aware. If we confess, these days Christians don't like confessing sins. They do as if they're not sinning. Whenever the Holy Ghost reminds you of something, it's, oh Lord, please forgive me. I repent of this. Father, forgive me. In fact, your prayer time will be so blessed these 21 days if you will start first after you thank God for the day and everything. Because even the prayer Jesus taught us, Jesus said, forgive us our trespasses. So that portion must be added to your prayer. There must be a session in your prayer where you seek forgiveness for your trespasses. You ask God to have mercy on you, to forgive you for what you've done. It facilitates the power of God. And when you do that, you remove the sin factor, then His hand cannot be stretched. So that your tongues are not empty noise. Speaking in tongues loud does not scare God. Bah, bah, bah. He said, look, I can't hear what you're saying. Confess first what I want to hear now. Father, I repent from this. So that is our lesson for today. As we are engaging in these 21 days of glory, let us remove anything that will take away the glory. Just one last verse before we go home. First Samuel chapter 4 verse 21. Because we are talking about 21 days of glory. And I'm addressing in day one things that can affect the glory. And it happened when Saul had returned from following the Philistine. Oh, where are you, sir? First Samuel 4:21. Then she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel." Why did she name the child Ichabod? She says, because the ark of God had been captured. And because her father-in-law and her husband, and they were also captured. So when the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistine, this woman gave birth to a child. And she decided to name the child Ichabod. Ichabod means the glory has departed. There's no more glory. There's no more glory. And why did she say the glory has departed? Because the presence of God was captured. When the presence of God is no more with a person, the glory has departed. It is an Ichabod situation. Because the ark of God represented the presence of God. It was do you know what is the ark? The ark of God. It was carried by a priest. Oh, I wish I could show you a picture of it. Try to Google it quickly and show them a picture. Give me verse 22 while he's Googling it for us. And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured." So when the ark of God is captured, the glory departs. And there's nothing that captures the ark of God or the presence of God faster than sin. I wasn't. I will teach you. No, I teach my things, please. You will never intimidate me. Never. In 1,000 years, I will teach my things. As the Lord guides me, I'll talk about these things. Why are you intimidating me? I'll not accept it. I said, I will not accept it. I will not accept it. Come on. I'm reading the Bible to us. I'm reading the Bible. I say, 21 days of glory. That's what we are here for. And we are not dealing with what can capture the glory. What can cause the glory to not be there. It's when the presence of God is captured. And there's nothing. Hebrews 12 verse 1. There's nothing that arrests the presence of God faster than sin. Hebrews 12, verse 1. That's what I want. My last verse for now. Is it a stack? Okay. Let's read it from you guys. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Since we are surrounded, it starts like that. Who has it? Oh, is there? Okay. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. It ensnares. NIV it. Okay. The NIV will say the sin so easily entangles us. Entangles. So easily entangles us. you don't know the effect that sin has, you will continue joking with sin. So sin tackles the glory, captures the ark, and sin entangles you. I don't know if you've ever gone fishing before and you throw your line, another person throw their line, many people throw their lines, then they got entangled. The lines got entangled. It becomes a serious problem. Okay, those of you that like sewing or maybe fixing clothes, you've got the red thread, the white thread, the black thread, or yellow thread, and you put all of them together. Now you are coming for your black thread, and it is entangled with the yellow thread, which is entangled with the red thread. They are all entangled. And you start to find it very difficult to remove this one. That's what it meant to be entangled. And the Bible is saying that that's what sin does. It entangles you. It creates complex, do you understand, things that for you to come out of that. The purpose of entanglement is to make it difficult for escape. It's like a spider web. A python also. Yeah, a python also, it wraps around you like this and it starts squeezing you. So we are coming from the festivities. 25th of December, 31st of December, 1st of January. I don't know who is sitting here. I don't know what's happening. I don't know where we are coming from. As we are saying 21 day of glory, 21 day of glory. Look, let's sort ourselves out. Hallelujah. So the key here is 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. It's our verse. This is what I want you to go home with. Now, I want you to capture it this way. If I confess my sins, it's a condition, because most people don't confess their sins. They explain their sins. They explain them. They try to give you other reasons and other explanations. Don't confess them. Others hide their sins. Others blame others for their sins. They don't confess them. But I say, if we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us. So, this is a free promise. You don't have to pay anything. Just go before your Father. Say, Lord, confess me. Number one, confess me. Agree with what God says regarding the thing. I speak the same language with God. When you are confessing, you are saying, Lord, I admit that what you say about this is true. That this thing is wrong. That's like I'm agreeing with you that what I did is wrong. So you are confessing, you are admitting, you are in agreement with God that what happened was wrong, or what you said was wrong. Do you get it? To confess also is to vocalize what you've done that is wrong to God. Because sometimes it's to confess, speak to confess. Like it's a confession. You have to speak it out. Lord, I did this. Please forgive me. Lord, I realize I did this. I said this at this time. Or I behaved this way when my boss said this. And I now realize it was wrong. Lord, I repent from this behavior. Please forgive me. You are confessing. God already knows it's wrong, but sometimes you don't agree it's wrong. So when you are confessing, you are agreeing that, okay, this thing is actually wrong. You have to understand that even in court, you cannot be found guilty until you admit that you are guilty. That's why people bring lawyers. They are innocent until found guilty. Eh? But you know that we wouldn't need lawyers if the person would just tell them on the first day of court and say, I plead guilty. Case closed. And many a times, the judge reduces the sentence simply because you have taken all this hard work of spending 6 years finding out that you are guilty, and you've known the whole time you are guilty, but you brought all lawyers, you brought all witnesses just to say you are not guilty. That's why to punish you, he add more years just because you wasted 3 years of our time. Meanwhile, you knew from day one that you are guilty. Most people that admit their guilt in court get pardons, get paroles, get the sentence reduced simply because they have admitted. How much more God? And you come to him and say, Father, have mercy on me. I've done this. I know it's bad. And I had promised you last year, I'll never do it again. But here's your boy. Here's your daughter. Have mercy. You say, oh, I plead the blood of Jesus. You're okay. May God bless you. We see each other tomorrow. We're going to change the process from 3 to 6. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet, please. This is the Ark of the Covenant. When you hear the Ark, this was the Ark. This represented the presence of God in the camp of Israel. So when Israel is fighting and they see the ark, they know they're going to win. Do you understand? Now the Philistine came and they captured this thing and they took it with them. When a woman saw this thing going in the hands of the Philistine, she said, no, Ichabod. The glory has departed. The glory has departed. The glory shall never depart from you in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, you are going from glory to glory. The presence of God will be with you this whole year in the name of Jesus. God will dwell in your heart, in your soul, and in your spirit. You are blessed in Jesus. Why don't you lift your hands and start welcoming the presence of God for day one of the 21 days of glory? Just start thanking him right now for his presence. Start welcoming the Holy Spirit in your heart as he will be guiding you in the recovery of the glory, as he will be helping you. Father, I pray that I will cooperate with the Holy Ghost. I will cooperate with the Holy Ghost as he guides me on a journey to the glory recovery in the name of Jesus. Brando libre sin de breta volo de breguise brade. Prala, sala, prela, zebra, zege, brado. In de breca zo bregadeva. Father, any captured glory, may you lead me in the steps to the recovery. Ziga libre zonto preca devre legadeva. Oh yes. Oh yes. Take all the glory, Lord. We welcome you, Father, and we pray for this whole week, Lord. Strengthen us to fast. Strengthen us to pray. Father, revive the entire church. Cause the whole church to get in this fast, Lord. As we encourage them, as we call them and encourage them to come for prayer, Father, may they respond favorably. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you.